Somehow.
He's a prison inmate with a golden voice.
Even far apart in a different place.
And at a graduation ceremony at the Patuxent Institution in Jessup, Maryland, he's singing this song to a very special friend. A 9-month-old terrier mix named Miley, the one graduating.
A friendly face.
Once we got her comfortable with us, it was like instant love. So first thing she does when she gets up in the morning is come up and greet us. That's basically what I'm striving for, you know, just that companionship, that bond, that peace.
Inmates like him play the role of dog trainer through a program aimed at fostering positive interactions behind bars.
I think it really kind of breeds a sense of ownership and responsibility.
Assistant Warden James Flood.
Watching the animal grow and develop can also kind of lead to them growing and developing along their way to rehabilitation.
We have been very impressed by our trainers.
The Washington Animal Rescue League provides the dogs and the guidance that inmates need to get started. Behavior and Training Director Alexandra Dilley.
We're really happy with the bond that they've created with the people here. We really love it.
Yay! Good girl!
Inmates keep the dogs over the course of 10 weeks, teaching them basic obedience.
Roll over.
And some fun tricks.
That's beautiful.
After school is done, the dogs graduate, and they're ready to be adopted. In Miley's case, her new owner is a familiar face, prison officer Eric Pham.
It brings me a great pleasure to actually, you know, see her graduate from this program because it gives the inmates a lot of responsibility.
For the inmates, saying goodbye is never easy.
You get attached, it's like, you know, having your own child. You know, you have that responsibility again of taking care of something else, and it's just like him leaving is like a part of the family.
This woman trained a little 5-year-old beagle mix named Alfie.
Just be able to just laugh with him and play with him and be able to just be around a positive energy. It helps me keep positive and know that life itself is just, you know, just be able to take it for what it is each and every day.
A win-win behind bars. With a fresh perspective.
A friendly face.
And a little bit of friendliness.
No, I'll never ever forget a friendly face.
Thank you.
Nick Einelli, WTOP News.